A big American bullhorn.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. President Obama is in Cairo, Egypt today. He just finished a major speech about terrorism and religious tolerance. And economically, he talked about the U.S.'s involvement in the rebuilding of some pretty tumultuous places.
Now, we also know that military power alone is not going to solve the problems in Afghanistan and Pakistan. That's why we plan to invest $1.5 billion each year over the next 5 years to partner with Pakistanis to build schools and hospitals, roads and businesses, and hundreds of millions to help those who've been displaced. That's why we are providing more than $2.8 billion to help Afghans develop their economy and deliver services that people depend on.
Some criticize the president for going to Egypt in the first place because of that country's human rights record. Others say it's about time the U.S. set a friendlier tone with Muslims. His appearance there highlights some of the economic problems it faces. Mehret Mabruk is a visiting fellow at the Sorbonne Center for Middle East Policy at the Brookings Institution. Good morning.
Good morning.
How is the economy in Egypt doing these days?
The economy has, of course, been hit by the financial downturn like everyone else. But the general feeling is that it's not as bad as it could have been. Now, you want to bear in mind that better than might have been expected is still not good enough for most people. And I think many people have, especially at the lower levels of the socioeconomic strata, have felt the downturn keenly.
What does Egypt, do you think, need to do to boost its own economy? What can they do sort of internally?
Well, it's actually a very, very good question because it's terrifically complicated. But I think for an economy to grow, you need self-reliance and you need trade. And trade means investment from other countries. Grants and subsidies and aid from the U.S. is great, but I think people would also like to see increased investment.
Anything else that maybe the people of Egypt would like to see from President Obama while he's there?
That's a very, very, very long list. But I think really what everyone wants to know is that he's going to follow that speech up with something tangible that we can live by.
All right. Mehret Mabruk, visiting fellow at the Sorbonne Center for Middle East Policy over at the Brookings Institution. Thank you for joining us this morning.
You're most welcome.
A mixed bag in overseas markets today. European markets are mostly up right now, mostly under a percent. The Bank of England kept official interest rates at 0.5%. That decision just came down. The European Central Bank left its benchmark interest rate unchanged as well. Asian shares were lower today. Wall Street shed a few bucks yesterday as well. The S&P 500 had the biggest loss, more than 1.33%. The NASDAQ dropped 0.5%, and the Dow closed down 65 points at 86.75. A host of American retailers today reported sales declines for May. Costco and Hot Topic all had lower sales than even analysts expected. But The Buckle says sales went up at their stores. Bankrupt automaker GM is trying to figure out if it'll shutter even more factories in the third quarter to save more money. And there's a new report out today in the American Journal of Medicine that says medical bills are involved in 60% of personal bankruptcies in the United States, most of which hit people covered by health insurance.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com.
You know, there are so many opinions about this deep recession and just as many ideas about how the government should go about fighting it, even from New York graffiti artists. But some business owners in the Big Apple's Soho neighborhood would rather those artists keep their thoughts to themselves, Sally Herships reports.
Martin Kappa is a real estate agent who's been noticing the recession-oriented graffiti in Soho.
I saw Where's My Bailout, then I saw one you know, when am I going to get my money, or I'm homeless. So the graffiti's more sophisticated, if that makes sense.
Just to be clear here, we're not talking about tagging, which is spray painting names or gang symbols over and over. This is street art. Kappa says when he was a kid, he did some tagging himself, but now he's reformed. He says graffiti can harm sales and property values.
It affects everyone. Store owners, small businesses, we're all working to try and stay afloat here.
But graffiti can also be big business. Works by the British artist Banksy pull in tens of thousands of pounds. Oded Halakhmi is an Iraqi artist and gallery owner in Soho. He says he loves the freedom available to artists in America, but he says graffiti has a place.
You can make flyer and hand it to me and do T-shirt as a creative protest, but paint it on the wall of the gallery, not on the wall of our building.
A few blocks away on Broadway, a graffiti artist who calls himself NY Sieve is spray painting hats for tourists. Nearby, Anthony Vasquez and a couple other artists have a table set up selling graffiti on canvas. I ask Vasquez what he says to people who are angry when their property gets tagged.
If you don't like noise, if you don't want people to honk their horns, then you shouldn't be here. It's those little imperfections that like make it beautiful.
As unpopular as graffiti is with local business owners, there is a demand for it. Sarah Martineau is a fan. There's a stencil outside the nearby salon where she works.
It says sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And that is the kind of graffiti that I support.
But Martineau's not responsible for cleaning it up.
I'm a renter. It's not my problem.
In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Hey, be free. Express yourself at our website without the messy paint and tell us about your story in this recession, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.